Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Portland Golf Show will be coming up in a month, the end of this month now that we've hit February. At the convention center, and that's the time here in the Northwest when a lot of people start wondering if something might look better in their bag than they currently have. And one of the groups that has been putting quality clubs in bags, especially on the tour in recent years, is PXG Golf. Very pleased to have joining us now JD Rostovsky, the territory sales leader here in the Northwest region of the country. Good morning, JD. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. You say my last name better than I do.
Well, that's a lot of play-by-play, trying to get it precise over the years has allowed me. I appreciate that. For PXG Golf, though, this is a company that is relatively new, at least in a public standpoint, in the golf club manufacturing industry, but one that we're seeing prominently. A lot of tour players are using it, promoting it. Maybe a little background on how this company came to be and what its approach is in terms of the clubs that they're manufacturing these days.
Yeah, good question. So tour has a decent amount to do with it. So Bob, our owner, He's a pretty average golfer. He shoots kind of in the 80s, and he's always wanted to play blades, right? They're smaller clubs, they're harder to hit. They're what the tour players play, but he needs a more forgiving club, and historically a more forgiving club honestly doesn't look as good. It's just kind of chunky. So he kind of challenged some engineers to no restrictions, just make the best golf club you can make and make it look good, make it feel good, make it look like a tour club, but play like a cavity back that your average golfer needs. And they made something that he thought he could take to market. And he actually called up Ryan Moore. He's one of the local guys here. I actually worked for Ryan for 3 years on tour. And Ryan didn't have a contract at the time. And so they took Ryan out to a driving range to hit some balls. And it was honestly the best club Ryan had ever hit. And so that gave him some validation that tour players want them. And then they went to a demo day and they sold like 90 sets of them, and they didn't even have like full sets made yet. So it was kind of an accident. It was honestly just something Bob wanted, but he got some tour validation, and obviously the average golfers liked how they looked and how they felt. And so that's kind of how it accidentally came to fruition.
Well, JD, you've got a new club coming out that I know you all are really excited about. Tell us about it.
So, yeah, the new Gen 3s, this is our third generation. We're a little unique in that we don't release golf clubs, you know, once a year or every other year or on a specific timeline. So we've been going at it 5-6 years now, and it took us 3.5 years to make Gen 2, and it took us almost 2 years to make Gen 3. And so this is kind of our third line of irons. It has three clubs, really three club heads. You have the tour club that's a little bit smaller. You have the player head, kind of the mid-size head that's kind of good for the mid single digit, low double digit handicap. And then the XP, the extreme performance club, that's probably better for some of the higher handicappers or people that maybe just need a wider club. So yeah, you kind of have a little bit for everybody.
I'd like to ask you that the back of the club looks very different than a normal set of golf clubs. Are those weights in the back, or are they adjustable?
Correct. Yeah. So those are tungsten weights, high density tungsten weights. And that's just another thing that we kind of do a little bit differently. Those are not cheap. Those are very expensive weights. We could obviously use some cheaper weights, but we believe those are the best weights for our club because the middle of our club is hollow. So if you didn't have any sort of high density weighting around the perimeter, the club just wouldn't weigh enough and it wouldn't perform correctly. So because it's hollow, you have to then put some weight around the outside of it. And then the other thing that does is by making perimeter weighting, by moving the weight out to the perimeter as much as possible, it actually makes the sweet spot bigger and bigger. So that's kind of the twofold part of it. And then it also just became our signature look. So, yeah.
J.D. Rostovsky is our guest from PXG Golf, territory sales leader here in the Northwest region. And so I think a lot of people that watch golf have watched the professionals on the tours, have seen the commercials, but how do they go about, these aren't the most easily found golf clubs necessarily, obviously getting custom clubs, custom fitting, we recommend that to anybody that's serious about it. How do they go about finding your golf clubs? Obviously online at pxg.com, but where can they get fitted? Where do they find, where are they manufactured? Is it local, or do they have to do a fitting and then it goes back to the headquarters and before they get the clubs?
Yep. So everything's custom ordered, custom fit for you. And kind of like you mentioned, you recommend that these days. I'd say 7-8 years ago, that wasn't very normal. That was pretty weird to need to get fitted for golf clubs, but I can't imagine buying a golf club these days without getting fitted. So we've kind of taken that, and we have, I think, well over 50 guys nationwide spread out across every state to help people get fitted. I have two guys, Sean and Michael, down in the Portland area, and they fit with our partners out at Oswego Lake and Columbia Edgewater, which are great private clubs. So they're not walk-in facilities, but if you schedule an appointment with us online, we book you at those facilities. And then we also just opened an incredible store up in the Bellevue area. So in fact, I have a customer from the Vancouver area driving up to Bellevue this morning to get fit with us. So we have stores, one in Bellevue, and then we also have mobile fitters that do it as well, like my guy from Portland.
And then as far as, you know, if people want to get their hands on them, will you have representatives at the Portland Golf Show coming up later this month, or will there be demo days at clubs or where the public can go? Just get their hands on them, get used to the look, maybe if they're looking for some new irons, they've heard about them but want to try them out, obviously, before putting the investment in.
Oh, totally. And we don't charge for fittings, and that's why. At the same time, we're not a huge demo experience, and the reason being, most demo experience are kind of, hey, let me hit one golf shot and let me move on to the next. And we really don't believe you can experience our clubs properly if you just hit one golf club and move on to the next. I mean, I have to guess the perfect length and weight and everything of that one shot you're about to hit. So we really recommend people go through a fitting. And like I said, we don't charge for fittings, but our clubs are that good. When you go through a fitting, most people end up buying just because they end up liking them. But yeah, we truly recommend a fitting. And that's why we tend to not do the large demo experiences. We really recommend people go to pxg.com, find their local fitter, and then we're always available within a few days. So that's our recommendation.
Well, JD, you also have a full line of clubs. We've been talking about the irons, but you go from drivers to putters. Anything you want to say about some of those other lines?
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to kind of how we started. Everything's crazy forgiving, but we don't sacrifice on looks and feel. And Bob, our owner, is just absolutely demands that they look right, feel right. They perform to the best of every capability. So, yeah, we don't release a product until we truly believe it's not just our best product, but it's the best product on the market. And so that goes the same with our drivers and fairway woods and hybrids and wedges and putters and everything. And then we even have different promotions where if you buy 14 clubs, it's a great deal. So we do different promotions with that. Because I truly believe, obviously money's money, but I truly believe that I don't just want to get you in a set of irons and have you not like the rest of the clubs. I want everything to be perfectly fit to you, so your driver swing and your hybrid swing and your 7-iron swing feel the same because they're fit to your same swing.
You can find more out at pxg.com. There's links to fitting locations, a toll-free number to call. All the lines are up there. J.D. Rostovsky, thanks so much for taking a few minutes for us, and we'll look forward to those new lines coming out and hopefully catch up with you down the road as the season progresses.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.